This is what happens when your narcissistic mother moves her narcissistic man baby into her house. Trigger warning, I am going to show this man screaming.
I can explain to my mom.
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking to your mother.
Shut your mouth, little girl. I'm not talking to you. Your mother asked me a question. Learn your place. As a child, learn your place.
I'm not done, my daughter. You're a child. No, I'm a legally an adult.
Oh, because you're 18. Because you're 18, you think you're a legal adult. But I tell you what, little girl, it's funny though, right? But you need to come back here, right? But you had to come back here. Your mother asked me a question. I'm talking to your mother. Shut your mouth when I'm talking to your mother.
This argument started because her mom asked her to go get a box from the garage. I'm guessing it's this box right here. This man follows her into the garage and he's like, "What are you doing in here?" When the daughter answers, he picks a fight with her and says, "You have tone in your voice." He's either doing one of two things: A, baiting her until she does use a tone, or B, gaslighting her when she never used a tone. This is a man who's attracted to his girlfriend's daughter. This is very obvious, and it seems as though both of these people are jealous of the daughter. Her mom's boyfriend likely follows her all around the house, constantly pokes at her because he wants an emotional reaction. A normal functioning adult with normal functioning emotional regulation would not be following around his girlfriend's daughter, constantly making problems. A mother who loves and adores her daughter would not let another man talk to her daughter like this. It is highly likely that your mother is also jealous of you. Then, after that blow up of a fight and she uploads it to the internet, her mom's boyfriend then takes away her door. This is narcissistic control. He wants to deeply affect her life, and at the same time, he wants to accidentally see her exposed or indecent. Some people were commenting on this and they were like, it's not like she's gonna get dressed in her room. Like, she obviously has to go to the bathroom. No, but he gets to see her in whatever she sleeps in, whatever she's doing. There are certain angles. He gets to see that. That's what he wants. I would even bet that her mom knows her boyfriend is attracted to her daughter. And then we find out the daughter actually went to jail for this fight. And this is because after the cops were called and they interviewed everyone, her mother told police that her daughter was the aggressor. This supports my claims where I think her mother is jealous of her. Her daughter just turned 18, so she already has a record now. Notice after the mom is yelling at the daughter, she keeps looking at the daughter because the mother wants to see her daughter in pain. Sending her daughter to jail also satisfies her narcissistic boyfriend, and now her jail sentence can be used as a ploy when other people are noticing this very abuse. The mother knows it's wrong, and she knows people are eventually gonna find out about this, so then she uses the jail sentence as a, well, she went to jail, like she's dangerous, even though she's fully aware that her boyfriend is the aggressor. Because I don't think that he should be able to do this in private, I want to show everyone what he looks like and his name. This man actually went to jail for putting hands on his daughter, not even his girlfriend's daughter. No, his biological daughter called the cops on him because he was violent with her. His name is Jarrell Damian Aberdeen. This is a dangerous man. I don't mean this lightly. A reoccurring theme with family dynamics when there's narcissism in the family: parental figures who are not the biological parent of the child, they will go out of their way to hurt their children because, one, they don't have any empathy for the child. That's not their child. And two, they are either jealous or envious of that child. I hope she keeps documenting and publicly posting how her mom and mom's boyfriend treats her, because abusers thrive in environments where there's privacy, where their actions are not on show for everyone. He doesn't want people to see how he's abusing his girlfriend's daughter. I am hoping the daughter eventually gets out of the house and goes no contact. And even then, when the daughter moves out and these two no longer have access to her, the abuse doesn't stop. No, it just transfers to someone else in the house, which will likely either be his daughter or this woman right here.